Blog Talk Radio.
There's our Blog Talk cue for all of us. And talking about Q, hopefully everyone had an opportunity to listen to Q's call on BBS with us. So if you haven't, go ahead and go to bbsradio.com/Zora. It's Hollow Earth Discovered. Again, it's bbsradio.com/ Hollow Earth Discovered with a D. Okay. All right. And welcome, everyone, to this wonderful day of July the 24th, 2022. And it just keeps, we are moving rapidly, moving right along. And we welcome all of you to this wonderful call that we have today. So we're going to start off, of course, with our beloved Zora and Zoraya. And I know that Zoraya has something she wants to share with all of us. And it will be followed with our call with Dr. Tom and some big news, regarding our RV, et cetera. And following Dr. Tom is going to be our special call with Peter Sterling and Donna Anderson and Jennifer, and all of them are going to be talking about Govee. And I know that that's, what is Govee? Well, you have to kind of sit and listen, and we'll all learn a lot about it. Okay, later in the day, of course, on a Zoom call, separate call, not on Blog Talk. That's a different call with John Arnold regarding the It's Only Five. Okay, so with that being said, let's go ahead and bring Zoraya in. And I know she has a wonderful message for all of us. So here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Zoraya. How are you on this beautiful day?
Wonderful. You know, a lot of people are okay. I've heard from a lot of you, and a lot of people are asking, what is the hollow earth? I mean, a lot of people are wondering about that. Well,
more, right.
Here is an explanation of our hollow earth.
Okay.
Not just our earth, but all planets comes from Diane Robbins' book called Messages from the Hollow Earth.
Right.
Diane Robbins, if you want to get a book from her, it's capital D-I-A-N-N-E, www.capitalDiane.com. Go to her website, order her books from her directly, and she gets
okay,
all the proceeds.
So before you get started on talking and reading from her books, does everything that she has written align with what you and your father know of Hollow Earth? Because you guys are directly from there. So, otherwise you wouldn't be reading her books, right? Okay. All right, very good.
Correct.
Go ahead.
Not just our Earth, but all planets are hollow. Our sun, Helios, has a hollow core, as all suns do. The light emanating from our sun is cold, not hot. All planets are created with openings at the north and south poles that lead to a hollow interior with an inner central sun, smoky in color, which gives off a soft, pleasant, full spectrum of light, sunlight, making the inside surface highly conductive to growth of vegetation and life. With only a long, long day and no nights, the Hollow Earth beings are very spiritually evolved and technologically advanced and live inside the interior core of our Hollow Earth. These advanced civilizations live in a peace and brotherhood in the center of our Earth. Their oceans, land, and mountains are still in pristine state because they don't walk upon their land. They literally float over it. There are no buildings, shopping malls, or highways. They travel in electromagnetic vehicles, levitate a few inches above the ground. They walk softly along streams, rivers, and oceans, and climb mountains. But that's the extent of their foot contact with the ground. They leave the rest of their land to nature because it's nature's land too. Their cities are located inside the very center of the planet and can be accessed through the holes at either the north and south poles. The northern and southern lights that you see in your skies are actually reflections from our hollow Earth's interior, central sun, which emanates from her hollow core. The spaceport is located inside the hollow Earth in direct alignment with the openings at the north and south poles. They use free energy to light up their cities, homes, and tunnels. They use crystals coupled with electromagnetism, which generates a small sun with full spectrum lighting that gives them all the power they need. The Earth's crust is approximately 800 miles thick from the outer to inner surface. Because our Earth is hollow and not a solid sphere, the center of gravity is not in the center of the Earth, but in the center of the Earth's crust, which is 400 miles below the surface. There are entry caverns all over the Earth where interactions can take place. Only some are certainly open. Nikola Tesla, the genius inventor of electrical technology, is now living in the hollow Earth, alive and well. He began to receive information in the latter part of the 1800s and discovered that electric power is everywhere present in unlimited quantities and can drive the world's machinery without the need of coal, oil, gas, or any other of the common fuels. In the 1930s, the tunnel entrances and passageways were closed off by the hollow Earth civilizations because of corporations that at that time were misusing Nikola Tesla's technology to gain entrance into the inner Earth. The hollow Earth's two main portals are the holes at the poles. They are put a covering or a force field over the polar openings, which appear as clouds, to camouflage the entrances. This way, the openings are protected from air and land sightings. In the past, there were entrances to the Library of Porthologos on the surface, such as the entrance was the Library of Alexandria, which was destroyed by fire in AD 642. There are 3.6 million people currently residing in the hollow Earth. Compared to our height, we would consider them giants. Over centuries, there have been some surface humans who have been invited to live inside. And that's the message from Diane Robbins, Messages from the Hollow Earth.
Thank you very much for that, Zaria. I would like to add that, you know, I we love her books, and when it comes to how, and as she speaks about, you know, the Cetacean Nation and the trees that talk and all of those things, you personally know that, personally been there, and even more so with your father, since some of your memory still has been wiped. So the best as information really should come from you and your father regarding Hollow Earth, because that's your domain. So the next time we have another talk, and for people that would like to have more information, if you go to our BBS station, the first call we had with BBS was all about the beginnings of Zora and Zoraya, and they do talk about Hollow Earth. We have not had another call because of our beloved Q. We felt that his messages have been so important for everyone. But Zora and Billy, Zoraya, will be talking more about Hollow Earth probably in our next call on BBS, so that people can actually call, ask a couple of questions perhaps. We'll see, because they get so flooded with calls coming in from all of you that it's difficult to manage. That's why we have the blog talk shows. But anyways, so I appreciate that.
Well,
Diane Robbins.
I will also add about Hollow Earth, which wasn't mentioned in that treaty, was that the Hollow Earth is in total and complete harmony with all living beings, all living creatures.
Right.
And that in Hollow Earth, we do not have money like they have on the surface. We use our skills and our abilities in commerce. We trade our abilities and our skills for goods from other planets and such. There's no money exchanged at all.
Correct. And
gold in Hollow Earth is a common stone. It doesn't have any value at all. I mean, it's all over the inside of Hollow Earth, but it doesn't have any value. So, because we don't use it as a means to trade for goods and stuff like that. Gold, like I said, gold is commonplace down there. I mean, you see it everywhere. But it's not, there's no value in it, in Hollow Earth. We don't value things like gold or diamonds or stuff like that. That's all 3D stuff. And we don't bother with that. And we are all, and we're constantly in song. We're constantly in art. You know, painting and stuff. We're constantly in our joy, and that's why the Hollow Earth is so pristine. There's no pollution in Hollow Earth at all. There's no clouds either. Okay, like you have out here. The interior surface is bathed in the atmosphere, which at different times can be a moisture in its makeup, and it just, you know, saturates the interior of the planet with a mist, and which is very soothing and very healing and very conducive to the plant life and, of course, the human life inner earth beings and the plant life and the animal life. That's why everything down there is huge in comparison to what it is on the surface. Kiwis the size of footballs. So, and they're big fruit. Strawberries are quite large. And everything in Hollow Earth is, we communicate telepathically. Okay. I've been told to hush. So I'm turning it back over to Quasar. Take it away, Quasar and Dr. Tom.
Okay. I know that you could go on forever talking about Hollow Earth. And I think that we should have like a full call next time just about talking about Hollow Earth, which we will do on Blog Talk Radio. Not on Blog Talk, but we will do that on BBS Radio. So that will be coming up very, very soon, an in-depth interview by me in regards to Hollow Earth and all, and it'll be so much. It'll take the 2 hours of explaining really in more detail about Hollow Earth. So with that being said, our next guest today is Dr. Tom, and we're so incredibly blessed that he's here to give us information that is in-depth in regards to what is happening, you know, on the financial side and, you know, all the other things that are attached to what is happening to unfolding and bringing the big changes to occur on our planet. So with that being said, let me go ahead and bring Dr. Tom in so he can explain further, you know, what we all of us, if you don't listen to a lot of the news, you know, this will be a really good overview, in-depth overview of what is happening. So let me go ahead and bring Dr. Tom in for all of you. And hold on a second. Okay. All right. Here we go. Oh dear. Hello? Here we go. Sorry about that. What am I doing here, right? okay. Just one more second here. Okay. Let's go ahead and bring them in. Okay. All right, Dr. Tom, we're ready for you.
Good morning.
Hi, Dr. Tom. Good morning to you. And how are you doing today?
I am doing super fantastic.
All right. Now,
as
we
always.
Know that you, yes, of course. Now, we know that you're going to give us a really good in-depth picture of what is presently happening in our world, financial and political and whatever else you'd like to bring up. So just to get people on track on what's really, really happening. So we really do appreciate you're doing that for all of us today. So the floor is yours. The platform is yours. So take it away, Dr. Tom.
All right. Great. Well, I think we kind of need to circle up the wagons here and put this into perspective. There's so much going on, misinformation from everywhere. And we have to stop and just take a deep breath and get grounded that everything's done. Enjoy the show here. I know a lot of people are frustrated. There's a lot of people that are upset, but this has all been planned. It's a beautiful plan. I just want to give a brief update of kind of how this all happened and why we're at this time. So basically this has been planned for a long time. We've destroyed this planet. The bad guys have, you know, from the animals, the pollution, the food, the water, the health of the people. All those things have been happened over a period of time by this satanic energy, alien, whatever you want to call them. But it started in the 50s, and I'll get that in a minute, but in 2012, the shift stage really started to move. I believe that the Galactics were here to always help, but we had to rise up as a people. So we had to go from us being in kind of a kindergarten to a PhD. So if you remember on 7-7 of July, these portals, which I'm learning more about portals. So the galactic trials started all over, actually, the galaxies. So it's not just cleanup on Earth. It's cleanup through the galaxies. And I'm sure Zora would talk about that. So if you look at planet Earth, they've controlled the banking, the healthcare, the child trafficking, the food, mind control, everything. But in 1950, the Alliance military and bankers woke up and said, enough is enough, especially after one of our presidents, Kennedy, was assassinated. So secret military groups got together and says, we have to stop this. So there's built up a timeline. Because on Earth, quarantine, there's been a quarantine was put on a long time ago to either go this way or that way. Trump came into power for a reason and had the person he was running against, back Clinton, the Earth would have collapsed. But they had a plan. It was saved. So the cabal was controlling everything, the media, Hollywood, social media, everything. And then 9/11 came, and then the citizen journalists came up and started exposing that. People started to wake up. And in 2016, Trump and the Alliance, they started the cleanup operation, you know, rounding up all the bad guys, right? So over a period of time, they've taken out all of evil on the planet, and now the people have to wake up, and the people have to rise. That's what the plan was for, especially from the galactic part, was the people had to, as you can see it, rising all over the world. They're going in and taking over these palaces, these presidents' palaces and everything. So the world is still asleep a lot, but it's changing every day. So we're collapsing the old Earth, banking, food, healthcare, right? And all is done. So the banking, the QFS, the child trafficking, the politicians, they have been cleaned up. They're still cleaning up a couple aisles, as we always say. And Trump went around, remember, back in when he was the president, he went around the world and he said he gave these leaders and people ultimatum. You either capitulate with this child trafficking, or you'll be executed. And if you're executed, then you will put a clone in place. So over a period of time, that's just kind of where we're at. This whole thing has been planned. Had we not done this jab and this pandemic, it was planned that way. Yes, we'll lose millions, but had we gone down the other way, we would have lost billions and billions. So everything is good. So the plan will come out, the history. There's a lot more detail, but, you know, I only have a few minutes here. So now let's get up to date. So everything, the shift is changing. Our consciousness is changing. We're moving into that higher source of love and gratitude and humility. So we're all set there. Now, where are we with currently what's going on? Well, over the next couple of months, and these are people in the know who I contact, that make sure you get prepared. Make sure you have about 3 months of cash on hand, because sometimes cash may be hard to get out of the ATMs, etc. And if you do have, this is just preparing. We don't know if this is going to happen, but just be prepared. Order your supplies. Like if you get certain vitamins or minerals or anything that come from overseas or back east or west, order them now, because shipping is going to be more difficult. And also, too, if you have a little bit extra cash, get some couple silver coins and gold coins, because things are going to really start to shake down over the next couple months, okay? Where are we with the reset? Well, the Admiral last week said that this was supposed to go out last week, last Wednesday. We are in now a new 20-day window. It's just a window. Got to remember, this has all been a sting operation, okay? There was over 1 million contracts that were rejected. And it was the black hats dressed up as white hats. They knew this. So going in, we kept hearing it's going to happen next week. It's going to happen now. But just know, all is done. So we don't know the timeline. We don't know the rates. But all is done. It's a beautiful plan. And it had to be done this way. We all made mistakes by kind of hanging out and waiting and not staying busy. But now's the time to put it away, stay busy, and do those things. the world's changing. BRICS, all the countries around the world, Zimbabwe, Russia, India, are going gold. And yeah. It's in a great place. So the ZIM contracts, the new contracts are being done. That then our contracts are being done. Everything's going that way. right now, they're just settling the Dragon bonds, the German, the yellow. Mm-hmm. The biggest buyers of these bonds are the DOD and the DOJ, because we know it's a military operation. So they're registering these files, and everything is set. So we're in position, and it's all planned. Mm-hmm. And it's good that we have that. So that's that part, and I'd like to end with a couple things. But Jane, do you have any anything on about the timelines and everything?
Well, just a couple of things. Q had said, and he didn't say that on the last call, which was yesterday, but he did say that within the next couple of months, things will be done. So, I mean, enormously. You will be in that shift and already moving through it instead of being in the waiting game. So he said within the next 2 months. And he never is, just like Zora, is never about a specific day or time. So that also, that's corroborated, you know, with Dr. Tom. And then, of course, Zora is also saying that it is time. It is really moving forward, even though we don't see it. And we see a lot of rumors out there. But again, just to, and as Dr. Tom has said, as we have said, is to really stay focused on keeping your vibrational frequencies high. And you know the commands, whether it's Zora's commands or Q's commands or however way it, you need to move into within to find that inner peace, that inner joy, and then move forward with all of the passions that you have that you want to be able to work on now and not wait for the currencies to come out. You know, it always starts with each one of us to already begin the planning. Who are the resources that you need, whether it's, you know, in the banking system, not the banking system, but in regards to your projects. So the biggest thing I think for all of us is right now to stay as healthy as possible, because that is a must So, which I very, very much agree with Dr. Tom in regard, you know, because he does this. He's fastidious about this. He does this every single day to be out in nature. He does his hiking. He does his biking. He does, you know, all of the things that each one of us should really be doing and concentrating on a daily basis is to be connected to nature, because that's part of who we are. So I don't want to, you know, but anyway, so I'm going to give the platform back to Dr. Tom for his final words. But we want to thank Dr. Tom very, very much for always coming to the foreground with us to kind of help us and lead us in and share more information with us than what you see in all of the calls that you probably read or listen to. One last thing that I did want to say, you know, lots of us have probably listened to the congressional hearings, you know, and it was all about the Democrats and how they wanted to put Trump down. And we all know, you have to know they're trying their very best to continue with their plan to take care, to control and, you know, reap in the money, et cetera. That's not the plan. So get rid of that. Know what is the truth. So, all right, Dr. Tom, take it away.
Well, great. Well, that's great.
Dr. Tom?
And yes.
This is Tom. Also, you know, you were talking about preparation. There's a site out there called patriot.com, and they have these crates or boxes of food that's already been put together and for, you know, to stock up with. And it's ready-made meals, and from what I understand, they're very good and very healthy. So that you might want to mention that to them as well for the preparation part you're talking about. Well, he may
right.
know more about it than I do.
Yeah. Yes, there is some good, you have to be careful of some of them because there's a little bit of extra salt and sugar in those things, but just read the labels. There's a lot of good companies
right.
out there. But finish up here. So it's really exciting is that once you take your mind off this and, you know, put it aside and then do that. I had some great experiences with going through some technology, med-bed technology, scalar technology, energy enhancement. The inventor was Dr. Michaels. I got to visit her and get under treatment of that for about 4 hours. It was mind-blowing. It corrects the DNA, reverses aging, gets your batteries charged up enough in the cells. So I'm actually starting a center here in a couple months. I'm really excited about it. We'll get news to that. But it's basically spend the time to plan and do those things. So a couple ending notes here is there's 7 points of that I put down that you kind of want to work on. It would be your spiritual quest and my alarm went off. A spiritual quest. So work on that part, whatever it is, whatever that arena is. And then the second one would be your mind development, right? Do the things through meditation or studying or reading, all of those things. Number three would be a vocational or your career quest. What do you want to do in your life, okay? What do you want to do on your mission? And the next part is your financial quest. You know, once you get your RV or start businesses, you want to have that. So these are categories you want to put everything in. Then you have your family, intimacy, your relationships. The other one is social quest, also making a difference on the planet. And then your physical health, right? This is the most important. If you're operating in a low vibration, you cannot do these things that you need to do. And the last thing is when you get your RV funds, make sure you invest it first, then start your humanitarian projects later. Get all your money invested so the money works for you, and then start your humanitarian projects. That's really important. Some people are just starting to take their humanitarian projects and go for it. You've got to make sure that you are solid on your investments and where your money is and it's working for you. So, well, anyway, that's it for me.
Hey, Dr. Tom, so when you're talking about investments, a couple of things, because you know that people are going to be asking me and they're going to want, now that you opened up the gates, one, in regards to Dr. Michael, and you're wanting to do this, you know, there's going to be tons and tons of people that are going to want to communicate with you. So, I mean, do you want to do that now or do you want to wait a later time for when you can bring people through, bring people in? So, I mean, I don't want to get inundated with everybody asking, so please let me know right now.
Yes, I would.
Everybody else, when?
Yes.
Time,
yes.
Help me out.
We will. This is going to be. We'll be opening our center here in Sacramento in about two to three months.
Yeah, but my. Yeah. So the question is, you want people to call you now because, or email you, or what would you like at this time? Or is it just informational right now?
Just informational right now. You mean for the investments? What to do for investments?
Well, no. In terms of Dr. Michael.
Okay. Yes. Just hold on right now. We're going to get more information out. Yes.
Yes, you guys just hang in there, all right? Please do not text me, call me, email me. Otherwise, I'm going to give Dr. Tom everybody's number and email because I'm not going to be able to handle it all. So hang in there.
Right.
In regards to investment,
just hang in
real
tight.
Quickly,
it's coming.
Yeah.
We're building it. They will come.
Yeah, so in regards to investments, et cetera, give people like two or three things that people really need to start looking at for investing, you know, during the RV process.
Yes, make sure when you go out that you have a good wealth management company, wealth manager,
right.
Okay?
Right.
Private ones, get a referral. Make sure you have a good CPA and accountant, and you have a good attorneys that know how to deal with legal matters. And then you want to invest in land. Of course, land is really important. Infinite banking is another one, which we can talk about later. And then gold and silver is being stable. And then companies, that whatever you want to do is to serve the communities. But you want to invest in assets that are solid, okay? Those are just a few. And they're going to, once this is converted, they were going to have new instruments out there to invest in. You know, real estate is
correct.
A very good one. You know, real estate, land,
right.
All those
correct.
Different things. And companies that produce good things. So it's all good.
Thank you for that. All right, everybody. Okay, that's it for Dr. Tom for today. So please.
Okay,
please,
and don't call Jane. Don't call Jane. It's coming. It's coming. It's exciting. Just hang on.
All right, okay. You heard directly from Dr. Tom. Thank you so much, Dr. Tom. You have yourself a fabulous and great, great day. Thank you for being here with us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Okay, so that's Dr. Tom, and we are so very happy that he was here with us. And all right, now we're going to bring in, we have a few minutes before we begin our call with Peter Sterling. He's going to be playing his beautiful harp and of course he has a beautiful book in regards to how he came to even to that point of connecting with his angels and to help him to move forward with his musical skills. So anyways, and spiritual skills as well. So anyways, let's go ahead and bring Zora through. Zoraya, if you will, thank you so much. Oh, for goodness sakes. For what? I'm going to have to bring Zaria through. Apparently, she just got herself off. Got herself off the board here, but here we go. All right. Hello? Zaria? I can't hear you. You're not muted on my end. Do you want to unmute yourself? Okay, so why don't we do this? I'm going to go ahead and let's try it one more time, because this has happened before already this morning before we even started our show. So somebody wants to kind of get in here and interrupt our call, but that's not going to happen. So let's go ahead and get Zaria in again. All right. 4-2-1. We are done. Here we go. Here's Zaria.
Hello. You've reached Miss Billy Faye Woodard. I'm out and about. So please leave your name.
All right. Zaria, we've got to get you in one more time. All right, let's go ahead and try it one last time. Make sure that you're really connected. Okay, here we go, folks. Zaria? Jill, I don't know what you did, but you're still not here. Could you do what you did earlier? Because I don't know why we're not. Huh? Okay, turn it off again. Turn your phone off and turn it back on, and then I'll call you in. Okay? All right, because that's what we had to do the last time in order for her to be able to connect. So thank you, everyone, for your patience as we bring Zora through. Okay, here we go. Last time. The third time is a charm, as they say. So let's go ahead and do this.
Hello. There we go. Miss Billy Faye Woodard.
I don't know why.
But please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and we're trying to get back.
Zaria, we're not getting you. You know what? Why don't you just use my phone? Pardon? Okay, last time. Here we go. I guess fourth time is a charm. All right, here we are. Say something. Okay. Zaria? It's not working. So here, I'm gonna go ahead and give you the call. I want you to use my phone. Unless you want to use some just the regular this in order to connect. So do you have one? Use this.
See if that works.
So you've got it on.
No, I don't.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Let's see if we can hear you now. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Okay, so forget it. I don't know what's going on with your phone, but that's all right, because you know what? We're going to be able to do it this way, and there you go.
Well, don't you have to have that in there?
No, you're on Blog Talk right now.
Oh, okay.
So we need your dad to come in.
My dad?
Yeah.
Oh, my dad. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn off your phone. I'm going to use your phone for that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All yours, Dora.
Can you hear me?
Not on this phone, but they can hear you there.
Oh.
You are on the air, Dora.
Hmm. Well, all right. This is awkward.
Go ahead, Dora. We were talking about Dr. Tom was on. We're talking about he really kind of did a nice overview in regards to what is happening in the world.
Can we hear you on the computer?
I will try to do that. But in the meantime, why don't you go ahead and talk about what you'd like to talk with people about, Dora. We'll do a Q&A with you at the end. So go ahead.
Indeed. Understand, beloved gods and goddesses, because that's what you are. You understand that your times of goings on is frustrating for many, scary to others, and outright confusing to a lot of people as well. But rest assured that everything is going to work out for the better for all concerned. So, what do you want me to talk about? I mean, there's all kinds of things I could talk about, but what would you like me to talk about?
You could talk about VRV. You could say, you know, Dr. Tom already says hang in there. Things should be really happening over the next couple of months.
Well, that's, well.
You know, you could do that. You could talk about.
You know I'm not going to say months.
I
mean weeks.
Yeah, we're talking about, you could talk about that and how to prepare. And also you could talk more about Follow Earth.
Because
Billy was talking about that. You know, just to kind of give people an idea. I want everybody to close your eyes and say,
this is what
it looks like in Hollow Earth. Why don't we do that, sir? That would be great.
That would be wonderful.
Go ahead.
Good. Get on your computer. Anyway, so, all right, I'm going to speak about Hollow Earth. I want everyone out there to close your eyes and just visualize. Well, let's visualize something that you're used to on the surface. Maybe Hawaii. Very pristine area for Hawaii. So go to think about the Big Island because it's very sparsely populated. And go to there and just visualize that times 10. So and then you would get a taste of what Hollow Earth is about. Everything is in harmony. Everything is in peace, joy, and happiness. And as you would term it, a utopia. However, there is no exchange of funds or monies because we do not do that. We simply exchange our skills and our abilities for the goods that we need if we need anything from other star systems and such. Because the rate of exchange between galaxies and star systems is all about barter and trade. It has nothing to do with monies at all. Monies has been the downfall of this world for eons of time. It's all been about money or real estate, one of the two. So, and of course, the power play towards wanting more land has been, common for all of your countries, all wanting to acquire more land. Hitler wanted to dominate the world. And, of course, that did not occur. Of course, other countries have also been wanting more land, and they've been wanting to what you call bring America down in order to acquire its land. And of course, understand, I'm telling all of you, no one owns anything, especially when it comes to the earth. The earth is owned by herself. You are simply guests upon her. Make no mistake, you could be evicted at any time. So, you know, watch your P's and Q's, as it is so termed, and revere the earth as a wondrous, glorious being, because that's what she is. And you are guests upon her surface. So anytime she, what was the term? Anytime she decides that she doesn't want you on her surface, you won't be on her surface. Because she does have the ability to eradicate all of you, for that matter. But she wouldn't do that because she loves you. And but also understand, you're not in charge. Your governments are not in charge. They think they are, but they're not. Because in an instant, a fissure could open up underneath a military base and suddenly the base is gone. Or a missile silo or anything on the surface can easily be engulfed into the earth. So you never assume that you're in charge of the earth, because you're not. And understand that you, when you say you buy land, you own the land, well, you may put forth money to purchase a parcel of land. But in reality, how can you buy a part of a being? How can you buy a parcel of land that you don't own? Because the earth cannot be owned. Think about that. The earth as a whole cannot be owned, because the owner is herself. And she is the prime owner of everything you do. Your entire existence depends upon Terra Christa. So never ever assume that you own anything when it comes to land. The governments don't own the land, even though they assume they do. And they take it away from you if they desire. But again, we can take it away from them. Terra Christa can take the land back away from your governments. So your governments are not in control of Terra Christa. Terra Christa is in control of Terra Christa. That's the bottom line right there. As I said, you are but guests upon her surface, or tenants, if you will. Cherish her. Nurture her. And respect her. Because if you don't respect the planet you're living on, the planet will suddenly say, I don't want you on my surface. And you'll be no more. Stop raping the land, cutting down trees, using fossil fuels, which is, by the way, your oil wells, many of them in the state of Texas have already become inoperative. Ones in Saudi Arabia have become inoperative. Why? Because they have hit dry wells. They do not have access to the oil. offshore oil rigs are shutting down. Why? Because they are beginning to lose contact with the oil. Understand, oil is part of the lifeblood of Terra Christa. Is she going to let you take all of her resources away? No, she will not. She will fight back, and when she does, you will be paying the price of it. So understand, love the earth, nurture the earth, and she will reward you in ways you can never imagine. But you go against her, you go against Mother Nature, and you're looking for trouble. And that is what I have to say to you. Understand, we love you greatly. From hollow earth to the surface, we love all that are on the surface of the earth. And I'm going to send out a wonderful, powerful healing boost and energy boost for all of you. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive. And you say, 5, 4, 3, 1, we receive. From the gods or goddesses of our being, we receive. And it is done.
What?
Healing and energy.
And you know it.
So farewell for a short time.
All right. Okay, everyone. Let's see. I hope that, I think that all of you can hear me. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in our next special guest. And that individual is, Peter Sterling, our very angel musician. And so hang in there. Let me go ahead and bring Peter through. And we're going to hear, listen to some of his music before he begins to speak about the newest product that we know of that is going to really amaze you. So let's just go ahead and bring him in first. Okay, Peter, we're going to get you in here now. So hang in there. It's amazing the technologies and how sometimes it's difficult to try to get everyone, because what we're talking about here is what Zora likes to call primitive devices. So, but we're moving forward from there. We know that that's going to be really soon. So hang in there. Okay, here we go. Go ahead and call Peter in. All right, hang in there, Peter. We're going to get you in right now. Okay. We've had a little, what we call technical difficulties, but not to worry. We've got you, and we're bringing you in right now. There we go.
Hello.
Hey, hi, Peter. How are you?
Oh, we got an echo?
Sure sounds
Uh-oh.
Like it.
Hold on.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. No echo.
My speaker is not working.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we can hear you perfectly.
Okay, but you know, as it turns out, Jane, I'm not at home right now with my harp, but as soon as I say little piece, I'll get back home and I can play a closing of the call. How about that?
Oh, all right. Well, that would be beautiful also. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So Okay, so let me go ahead and let's go ahead and bring your cohorts in here. First, the next one I'll bring in into the call now is I'll go ahead and get, I think everybody is really excited to hear about what you have to say today. And I'll just give a real short intro for you, and then you could take over, embellish it however way you want.
Yes.
So people can really know who you are. And all the beautiful music that you bring to the world right now, et cetera, and all the awards, et cetera, et cetera. So let me just go ahead first, and let's go ahead and bring, let's bring Donna. I don't think, I don't recall very much of Donna really being on our calls. So if you will also kind of introduce her after you've.
Oh, I definitely introduced Donna.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so let's go ahead and let me go and bring Donna. And somebody's got to introduce Jennifer also. So let me go ahead and
I'll
bring Donna in right now. Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, so here we go with Donna is going to be coming in our call now. And the reason for we have three speakers today, three speakers from with Peter and Donna, and another gal by the name of Jennifer. So here we go. Let's go ahead and bring Donna in first. Okay, Donna's next.
Hello?
Hi, hello? Donna. Hello.
Hi. Oh, hi, Damien. Hi.
you and Peter are now live on our call.
Yeah.
Excellent. Let me go
ahead.
Okay, you wanna...
hold on a second. Let me go. I'll go ahead and bring Jennifer in now, too. Okay, hold on a second. Thank you. Thank you, Donna. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Go ahead and we love it that you two and Jennifer are going to be here with us to talk about this incredible new thing. So here we go. Let's get Jennifer. Jennifer Conley. Okay. All right. It's ringing right now. So let's see. Hold on a second. Here we go.
When I talk.
Hello. Hi, Jennifer.
Mhm. Hello.
Hi, Jennifer. This is Jane with Blog Talk Radio and with Billy. And we now have Peter on the call live as well as Donna. So all three of you are now live on our Blog Talk Radio show. So we welcome all three of you today. And we are so very appreciative and very grateful for what the three of you are doing to help our world to become cleaner and helping all of us as well to make share it with everyone. And when we share it with everyone else, everyone can also partake of the abundance that this particular product brings to the world. So I'm going to go ahead and, Peter, all of you are already live. Everyone can hear everything. If you feel like you need to be do something else, put yourself on mute before we bring you in. So, Peter, if you will. Peter, everyone knows of you. Everyone has heard your beautiful, beautiful music. We know you have a beautiful heart. You're very heart-centered. And we know that you speak with your angels, and they have helped bring your music to the world, which you do so beautifully. And I know you've got a couple of books out there also, right?
I have one book out, Hearing the Angels Sing.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. So, Peter, we love you. So I'm just going to give you the platform. We know that your music has been really, it's so amazing. You've had all kinds of awards. But you also, on the other hand, have brought so many beautiful products to our awareness and for us to be able to partake of them. And this is another one. So take it away, Peter, and we love you, and thank you for being here with us.
I love you too, Jane, and it's always a pleasure to come to be with the Hollow Earth group, and you're right, I've been here several times over the last several years, and sharing my music and my story, and also I love bringing you know, transformational healing products to the community here, and we've been blessed to.
Oh, Peter? Uh-oh, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Sorry about that.
Okay,
Peter?
You got me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, now we got you. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay,
sorry about that.
I was just saying, you know, over the last several years, I've bringing some amazing products to the community here to help everybody with their health and wellness. But I'm super excited to be here today because I have a product that's focused on the health and wellness of planet Earth. And I know everybody's concerned about the planet and wants to bring healing to the nature and the biosphere in which we live and make a difference to you know, stabilize our planet somehow. And I think this is a wonderful solution for the times we're living. And not only that, but because of, you know, the rise in fuel prices around the world and economic challenges, the great recession we're in right now. A lot of people are, you know, looking for a way to make extra income. And this is a phenomenal opportunity. And so I'm super excited. So this is about Govi, which is a fuel catalyst tablet that transforms the fuel in all gas and diesel engines. And they're shipping this all over the world, and it's only been out for about 5 weeks or so now. So it's brand new to us. It's super exciting. And I got introduced to Govi from my sponsor, Donna Anderson, who is also my sponsor in Liquid Gold. I'm sure we all been using the Liquid Gold and I Hercules, which is amazing. And so so Donna brought that to me, and now she brought Govi to me. And when it came to me, I felt inspired to bring it to Hollow Earth to share with all of you. So I'm going to hand it over to Donna now, and she can tell a little bit of her story. Go ahead, Donna.
Okay, yes, it's good to be with everybody again. I remember being on the call talking about the iHercules and Liquid Gold, which has transformed our lives, and I'm so grateful for with all my travels so I can stay healthy. And my passion is also lifting our earth up and all the people and animals and every kingdom on the planet. So, and I do a lot of work. I do, really, network marketing has made it able for me to sustain myself in a very good way and be able to travel and do the work with the portals and grids and help to bring in the higher frequencies on the planet with the intergalactics. And I'm saying these words because I know the people on your call are on the same wavelength. So I'm just so grateful.
Indeed.
I was thinking this morning, I like to call it network sharing rather than marketing because some people have a connotation on that, you know. But there are some really good companies out. And this company, I'm so excited. I learned about it through a mutual friend of Jennifer and I. And Jennifer will give you the real background. She's been working with it for, I don't know, about 6 weeks now, so we'll introduce you to her. But I was so excited because I've known Jennifer for a while and we had lost touch. And I heard she was the person that told our mutual friend. And I'm like, oh my God, thank goodness. I'm glad, you know, she's, this has really helped change her life actually in many ways. So, and then I travel a lot. I can't wait to see what it's going to do with my hybrid because I heard what it's doing with hybrid cars. And, I was going to say something else, but I forget. I'm getting a little excited here. So I guess. But
it's okay.
And I'm also so passionate. I'm just so passionate about helping everybody also put more money in their pocketbooks because so many people are at the bottom of their barrel right now, you know. So anyway,
yes,
we can introduce Jennifer at this point because she's the one that has the actual experience. I'm hoping to put a pill in my tank maybe tomorrow. I'm hoping it'll be here tomorrow. So Jennifer, do you want to take it away?
Sure, yes. My name is Jennifer. Thank you guys for having me on your show today. So I do live right outside of Sedona. However, I have been in Florida learning about alternative medicine, and I was actually traveling. I'm my home base now is Sarasota, and I was traveling once a week down to Miami to study with a pain management doctor who was utilizing brand new technology from Germany called the Weber laser. And that's one of the things that I'm hoping to bring back home to my clinic in Sedona area. I am a physical therapist, and I also call myself a quantum healing guide. I do a lot of biohacking. And so not only was I traveling once a week down to Miami from Sarasota, I was also traveling 3 to 4 times a week to St. Petersburg for more training and different types of health and wellness biohacking. And so one of the founders of the company came to me. He knew me through different health and wellness endeavors. He came to me and he said, Jen, I've got this product. And he is what we call, and I just want to let you know, this is my first network sharing experience. But he came to me. He is a very seasoned network marketing guru, per se, so to say. And he said, I have this product and I know you're into health and wellness, but I also know your heart and how much you would benefit from not only using this yourself, but, you know, he knew that I would want to share it and be involved. So I said, I don't do network marketing, but I would be more than willing to be a beta tester because I was spending literally $800 to $900 a month in fuel. And so I tested the product, and with my first 2 pills, I went from around 15.2 miles per gallon to getting approximately 19 to 20. And then as I kept using the product, I have increased my miles per gallon in the 22 point something range. Now that does change depending on the conditions of my driving. So highway miles, I definitely get that increase in about 7 miles per gallon. And then in the city, I get about 5 to 6. So what the company is claiming, which is Govi, they're claiming that you're going to see an increase from between 5 and 20%. But that is extremely conservative. And they are working on changing that on their website and their marketing material, because the 5% is very rare, and that's mostly with the larger diesel engine trucks. So with your average consumer vehicle, we're seeing between 15 and 35%. So I actually calculated mine. I was right at the 29% increase. And as Donna mentioned earlier, we have some hybrids that are increasing by 50 to 80% with their fuel economy. So after I saw the increase in miles per gallon and the amount of money that I was saving every month, I decided to invest as a founder in the company and give this a go. And so here I am. Yes, I came in as a founder, so I came in about 6 weeks ago, and we have been live to the public marketing this wonderful product for about 4 weeks, and I already have around 200 people signed up underneath me in just 4 weeks. So if I can do it, I know most everybody out there with network marketing experience can also do it. And then I also want to mention that the other reason that I really decided to share this product was my love for the planet and my love for doing my part with my carbon footprint. And with our third-party studies, we're finding that Golvi is bringing a reduction in the carbon and nitric emissions, which are very toxic to the planet, by 40 to 85%. And that to me is significant. And that's also significant to our truckers because, as you know, the diesel trucks emit very toxic emissions and they have to pass emissions testing. And we've had a planned, well, I know that you guys are very aware, so we have had a planned shortage in DEF fluid, which helps them keep their emissions down and help. And so with this product, they're able to use significantly less DEF, which is also saving them money. I had a trucker, an owner-operator, who told me that after using this product and doing his calculations, he was going to save between $19,000 and $20,000 this year that that money would go back into his family's pocket. And that, to me, just gives me goosebumps when I hear stories like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually very impressed with the leadership in the company. Our two CEOs, Lance Conrad and Burke Green, have been in the industry for 30 to 40 years, and they are both amazing beings with wonderful reputations. They don't have any reputations for failed MLMs. They actually help to save them, and they've just been wonderful leaders, and they've made their money, and they realize that we are in a recession and gas prices are so high, and not only could everybody benefit from this product, some people need it, and some people need second and third income streams coming in. And so they decided to make the compensation plan one that, from the responses that I'm getting, is one of the best compensation plans in network marketing today. And so I'm just very grateful that their generosity during these times is really helping out their promoters as well. And so at this time, if you have any particular questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Well, thank you so much, Jennifer and Donna and Peter. When we found out about it from Peter, it was like that just kind of blew me away right away. So I stayed on a call with Peter, and of course then he was excited and sharing, and then one thing right after the other, it was like a snowball effect, and then all of a sudden here we are on this on a call with you and with Donna as well. So I think just for the beginning part of all of this, I know that there are a couple of videos out there. They can go directly to our website. Billy now has a website. I'm already putting one together. Everything that is on the website gives a clear definition of an understanding of what this Burvy product does. So I think to start with, I think we need to talk a little bit more about the product itself. So how did you come up with Govy, first of all, is probably a question for people, or what does that represent? And then secondly, they want to know, well, I think for some people in the trucking business, and we have people that are truckers as well, that and are utilizing diesel fuel, even people that have trucks here, especially in Nevada, a lot of them have diesel trucks because they find that that's probably the way to go because they travel all the time, et cetera. So, discussion a little bit more about the diesel part of it. And I know that you've already mentioned, and we understand that a lot of truckers utilize the liquid part of this catalyst. So it's a catalyst, and versus that it's a, what do we call that again? Catalyst versus
this
an
is
additive.
A tablet. Fuel catalyst tablet. So this is not an additive.
Okay.
This is not a fuel additive. There are no ingredients in this product that can harm the engine over time. In fact, what this product does is it decarbonizes the carbon residue in the engine, and it allows for the fuel to burn at a lower temperature. So when that fuel is burning at a lower temperature, you're getting a clean burn, and gasoline molecules are very unstable at high temperatures, and so they create oxidative explosions that create these toxic carbon residues. And so by lowering the temperature at which the fuel is burning, you have a smooth, even burn. You're burning all of your fuel. That's how you're getting the increase in fuel economy and miles per gallon. And so you're also protecting your engine from the carbon residue that can clog up the fuel injectors and the filters. And then it leaves a protective varnish on the engine. So your engine maintenance and your life cycles of the parts that are involved with your engine actually last longer. And so that's one of the great benefits. And also you're going to see an increase in power performance because it does increase the cetane and octane levels of the gasoline and of the fuel by size. So another way people are saving is by, you know, when they require premium gas in their car or choose to have premium gas in their car, they can put the 87 octane and have the fuel perform at the 93 octane level. That's an additional $20 the price of gas right now. That's an additional $20 savings. So each one of your tablets costs about $2.85. And so when you're saving in the 20% range at $5 a gallon, that's $20 every time you fill up with a 20-gallon tank. I'm talking about your average consumer vehicle. And then by using the 87 octane instead of the 93, that's an additional $20. So some of my clients are saving $40 every time they fill up. And then you subtract that $2.85, you have around a $37 savings in fuel with every fill-up. So that's quite amazing. And that makes a difference in the household. I have a single, she's not a single mom, but she basically is at home all of the time. She has seven children, and her husband, they live in rural Idaho. And her husband is working in construction, and sometimes his jobs are an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours away. And she has a large, older Yukon, and they didn't have enough money with the recession and the increase in food prices for her to drive the vehicle and go to the grocery store. So they essentially never saw one another because he would have to stop at Target and the grocery store and get food on the way home. He was getting 3 to 4 hours of sleep and time at home every day because they didn't have the money for her to drive into town, and her Yukon only got about 9 miles per gallon. When she started using Govee, this is just a divine blessing. She gained 7 miles to the gallon, so she went from 9 up to 16. And that extra savings for their family is now allowing her twice a week to be able to go run errands and get out of the house. So it's stories like that really just make my heart swell with gratitude that we have this product.
Okay. So it's also, so I think one of the key things also that I had read is that there's nothing that's toxic in these tablets. Is that correct? I mean, is it organic when they say it's organic, that there aren't any bad chemicals in there that we normally have, when we're putting, And it actually reduces go ahead.
No, go ahead. It actually reduces what?
So, when you're saying it reduces the emissions, you know, which is bad for the environment, obviously. So, yeah, so go back again to it being organic, if you could explain that a little bit more.
Okay. Lance and Burke are very passionate about creating a product that will not cause any harm and will only cause good. So they have contacted, and we are utilizing a manufacturing plant in Utah, and they are not allowing anything toxic to go into the product. And so they are not only manufacturing all of the raw ingredients under the same manufacturer, but we are assembling the tablet together under the same roof. Where there are some other fuel additive and catalyst companies who are not utilizing safe practices and are putting ingredients, toxic binders to bind the raw ingredients together that are on the California Prop 65 list and cause cancer and are known neurotoxins.
Mm-hmm.
Because people have to put this in their hand, place it into their gas tank. So we are very, very, very careful that we use nothing toxic and that our product is safe, not only for the vehicle, but the people handling it.
Okay.
And then,
all right.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead, please.
Oh, I was just going to touch again on the subject that each vehicle is seeing between a 40 and an 85% decrease in their toxic emissions. And that is huge. If each person has this technology and is utilizing that, that's a significant reduction in each person's carbon footprint. So that was another reason why I'm very passionate about this product.
Oh, well, I think just that in itself alone, you know, because everyone that's on this call is all about preserving and really, you know, getting rid of all the toxic elements that's out there pollution-wise in our world. So we know that the automobile industry, I mean, everybody has got a car. It used to be we'd take a train or we'd take a bus, you know, and then the buses, I don't want to talk about the buses and, you know, all the fuel that that uses up. But anyway, you know, but everybody basically has a car. So if we could all, even as a small group right now, and then you pass this information on to others, especially the ones that drive trucks, you know, big trucks, little trucks, whatever it is, and cars itself, because we're still utilizing cars. We don't have all electric yet, and a lot of people also have the hybrids. So even it works on hybrids just as well, if not even more so. So everything that we can do to save our world, please. Pardon? Go ahead.
It works on every single engine, Jane. And so even like when you think about the lakes and the oceans and people that take their boat out, you can use this in boats. And then I have a promoter in Bali who's taken this product to the Balinese government because they do have an air pollution problem, not so much from cars and trucks, but from the motorbikes. That's how they get around. And he's trying to have it mandated that everybody
is required
to use this product. And so they're working with legislation. And that not only would make a huge difference in Bali, but it's also going to create a tremendous amount of abundance for that promoter.
So we can actually take these tablets and bring, we could bring that over there to Nissan or Toyota or any one of these places, right? Or we have to go through corporate, obviously, right? But
you can take it to any place. I actually took this product to the Sarasota Public Schools, and they're looking it over to use it in their school buses. So you are allowed to approach.
Wonderful. That is amazing how much you've, you know, this has gone out already to so many different places that should really utilize this new technology. So this new technology, even though we know, some of us who've been doing a little bit of investigation know that the catalyst, you know, utilizing catalyst versus, I don't know why I keep forgetting about catalyst versus the other one.
So this technology is a 6-time Nobel Prize winning technology, and it's 6-time Nobel Prize winning technology in organometallic technology. And that technology has been around for 30 years, and it's been used by the Department of Defense in the United States aerospace industry for almost 30 years. But what we have done is created what's called 5th generation organometallics and making it available in a tablet form that you can carry around in your vehicle, in your purse, so it's accessible. Nice. It's not in liquid form, so you're not having an abundance of plastic container waste afterwards. It's not messy. And, we are the only company that has the 5th generation organometallic technology.
Wow. Oh, that's beautiful. Okay. So tell us now a little bit. Let's say, after this show, I want to go ahead. I want to order some. And I'm going to give you the websites for everybody so that you can do that. I'll also put it on our newsletter. So for those of you that don't get a chance to listen to the calls. But anyway, so let's say we've already ordered ours, right? So we're waiting for that to come. So what are the directions when you get the tablets? And for cars and for trucks. So give us a little bit of info, because we've got people here that have trucks, even drive 18-wheelers, and, of course, you know, the normal, you know, regular cars that we drive daily. So how much of those tablets do we need to put in?
This as a business, you subscribe with the business builder's package, and each tablet treats 10 gallons of fuel. So you'll have to calculate how large the tank is. Each tablet, 20 gallons of fuel. So each person will have to calculate how many tablets they need to put in with each fill up. And they are scored. So if you have a smaller tank, I know some of my clients have 10 gallon tanks. So they just cut the fill in half.
Oh, okay. So it's scored. Oh, that's really nice. Okay, that's great. And, you know, so it's how about international? Are you guys international at this point or what?
We are, yes, we are live in 71 countries around the globe. And that's one of the great things about having Lance and Burke as our CEOs. They are international business gurus, and they are opening more and more shipping hubs as we speak. He's out right now. He just launched a team in Poland 2 days ago, and our next launch is going to be in the UK. So the only thing, we're live in 70 countries within the first 4 weeks of being live to the public. So actually 71 now. And if you have a strong business builder in a country that we aren't live in yet, then they're willing to work with you individually to become the first one. So shipping right now is taking on average 5 to 7 business days. And unbelievably, we actually sold double than what we anticipated our very first week. So our first week, we had a little bit of a shipping lull, and people had to wait 2 weeks because we had to manufacture more products. But now we are fully stocked in all of the shipping hubs, and the product is ready to be shipped out the next business day. Now, let me ask, I have an Australian team that I launched last week. They do have an additional $20 in shipping because it's coming from New Zealand. So as our teams grow, in Australia, we are going to work on putting a shipping hub in Australia to reduce their shipping costs. But this is what I say to people. With the Business Builders Pack, you are receiving 7 packs of 5 tablets. On average, you're going to use maybe 2 to 3 of those packs if you're driving a regular vehicle and not a truck. So you're going to have over $100, which is your investment to running your business, over $100 in fuel savings. And in addition to that, you'll have 4 extra packets that you can sell at either the retail price of $35 or $25 at the subscription price. And then your client or family member, whoever you're selling this to, does not have to pay for shipping. So you make back almost double of your investment with the product that you obtain. And then we have, of course, the compensation. We are paid 7 different ways.
Okay. Can you touch on that real just briefly also?
The compensation plan?
Yes, if you will. And I think because what will happen is after this call, everybody's probably going to go back and try to and re-listen to this call. So if you could just touch on that a little bit,
about that.
That'd be really great. I appreciate that. Thank you. All right. Before we start there, I do have a couple. So we're talking about North America here. So it's already open in Mexico as well as in Canada and South America, or anything in South America right now? I'm just looking at that area.
Yes, we are open in South America, Canada, and Mexico.
Wow.
And we are doing studies right now. So with the use of using this fuel catalyst in propane to extend the life of the propane. And I do not have that information yet, but as soon as I have that information, they are doing studies in Mexico.
Fantastic.
That would be so valuable to so many of us.
It
I know my home,
be.
I have a big propane tank. So we're all anxiously waiting for those results.
Yeah, and RVs also take a lot of propane. Oh, that would be tremendous. Thank you so much for even bringing that up. So that's really great. So, okay, so about the compensation plan, if you will.
Okay. So there's 7 ways to create abundance with this company. The first way is through retail sales. So if you will have your website and you can share your website, and you're going to have some people that don't want to be on subscription. So they'll have to make their first purchase at the retail price. So the Business Builders Pack is $130 retail. And so you make the full difference in the subscription and the retail price. So if you sell 5 packets that week at the retail price, then that would be $150 that you're paid out that week. We are paid every week. So the first way is selling retail. The second way is through obtaining customers only. And customers only, if they're on subscription, then their product value or commissionable product value comes up through your binary tree. So it comes up on your weaker leg, the leg that you're paid for. So that's another way to really bump up.
Could I ask you, Jen? Okay, so customers, do they get a discount, though, from retail?
Yes, if they are on subscription, they can get it for the same price that promoters do. And the great thing about this company is there is no cost to run this business. You know, you're just on your subscription using your product, and there's no additional cost. So that's another perk to this company. My favorite part of the compensation plan is that every promoter that you personally bring on your team and personally sponsor and train, you make 20% of their weekly binary paycheck. So that really does add up over time. And then for that, there's no limit to that. It's not just your first 5. If you add 300 promoters over the next year, you are making 20% of their weekly binary pay every week.
Wow.
And then for 4 generations to infinity, 4 more generations to infinity. So whoever they add, whoever their team adds, whoever their team adds for 4 generations, this could be 5,000-10,000 promoters over the next couple of years. You get paid 10% of their binary pay.
Okay.
Wow. So that can be quite lucrative over time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. To infinity. That's really amazing.
And then we
go ahead.
So the monthly, as soon as you have 2 promoters that have 2 promoters that you can do in a day, is an extra $100. Obtaining 3 promoters that have 3 promoters is an extra $300 a month. 4 promoters that have 4 promoters is an additional $500. And then 5 that have 5 promoters each is an additional $700. And that's very doable within your first month, especially if you're in network marketing.
Interesting.
And that's not just a one-time bonus. That's every single month you get that additional $700. And
that's
then every
amazing.
Time you add a promoter, that you get what's called a fast start bonus. And that's $25 paid out to you 48 hours later. So if you add 20 promoters today, that's $25 each. That's paid out to you in 48 hours.
Wow. Okay, so it's a binary plan versus a unilevel, right?
Yes, it's a binary plan, and you're paid on your weaker leg, so you're building 2 legs.
Right. Okay.
And if Donna wants to talk about that a little bit more, or someone that has more.
I was just thinking about that also. Because, Donna is, and Peter are really great in that. So let's go ahead and bring Donna through. Hey, Donna.
Hi.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we love about this program is when she's speaking about infinity, as far as I understand, is that she's talking about on your binary on your legs, you know, those go to infinity. And so your short leg is what you get paid on every week. Uh-huh. And then all your personal sign-ups, when you're at the $100, like buying $99 a month, then you'll make 20% of the month of the of their binary pay. You'll make 20% of what they receive on each of those people, what they receive on their binary pay. And then four levels below that, you make 10% on all those people. Right, Jennifer?
That's correct. Still... We went through that, but we were wanting you to talk about a binary tree a little bit more since you have more experience.
Okay. Well, you sign up one person on your left side, and you sign up another person personally on your right side. And then you've got your qualified then to be paid on your binary volume that develops as all these people are sharing the word. You have all this volume developing on both sides. And so whichever leg is the weaker, then you get paid weekly on depending what percent depends on your volume, right, Jennifer? Like, how much do we get paid?
Right, and if you have customers on subscription, so let's say you gained 100 customers at the $50 pack, that's 3,500 commissionable volume that gets added to your weaker leg every month.
Okay.
So it's very beneficial that your customers that come in on subscription, that volume comes up through your weaker leg and you're paid on that. That's something that most companies don't have in addition to the binary pay. And then we also have carryover. So you never get your volume that was on your stronger leg flushed. That's carried over every month and held there until you match it with your weaker leg, and then it's usable.
And then what percentage do we receive on the weaker leg? Was it 12% or what percentage of that volume do we receive in our paycheck on the weaker leg?
So in the very beginning, you receive 10%. Once you reach 1,000 CV, which is doable very quickly, it goes up to 12%. When you get up to 3,000 CV, it goes up to 15%. When you get up to 4,000, goes up to 18%. And then when you get up to 5,000, you are at 20%. And so the most that you can make on your binary is 20%.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. I think we probably will, and so, you know, talking about this, it gets a little complicated for most people. So do we have calls, like, on a weekly basis, daily basis, or every weekend, so that people can kind of get into the calls and listen more and more regarding, you know, what this product can do, as well as going over the compensation program, or how is that working right now, so people can,
call? Yeah, we've only been live for 4 weeks, and we've been growing so fast that I literally, I have been on the phone 14 hours a day helping my downline. So it's really, really, really important to get training from your upline and for your upline to really know the product and know the business. But for right now, what I'm going to do is on Wednesday, I'm going to have a training Wednesday at 8 p.m., Eastern Standard Time. And I'm also going to be meeting with my upline, and there's no one above him. So he and I are going to be creating training videos. And that's
where
the social media aspect comes in handy, because
if
you are on Facebook, and I know it's not an ideal platform, but it is a way to keep everybody together with cohesion, we have a Dropbox with an extended amount of graphics. So we have flyers, business cards, pamphlets, everything. I mean, and these graphics are beautiful. So you can share the Dropbox outside of Facebook, but you want to be added to all four of our groups. And then you can receive inspiration, graphics, training, We do have recorded training on the Facebook group.
Okay.
We also have a Telegram chat. It's called the Govi chat. So I suggest that you join that. And there is an opportunity when you sign up at the very end to join some of these Facebook groups and to join the Telegram chat. So it will direct you to click on the button to join. And then I'm really going to be working on training my downlines to add each one of their new promoters to all four groups, because there is just a wealth of knowledge and everybody has a different style. And that way you can, really pay attention and get and extrapolate a lot of information from those groups. We also have hired my particular team, we've hired a digital marketing promoter. So she's creating things like banners that you can use at farmers markets, so signage that you can purchase. They're just beautiful signs with our Govi logo. And that's one of the things that I purchased to take to the Sarasota Farmers Market.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
And
there's
so much opportunity. Okay. All right. So for Wednesday's call, Jennifer, is that a Zoom call or what kind of a call is that?
It's going to be a Zoom call. I was just on the road for 8 days straight. I just got in last night around 2 a.m.
So I'll
have the link.
All right.
As soon as possible for you guys, I'll hand it to Donna and to Peter, and then
they
can hand it to their clients.
Okay.
And we have grown
so
fast this week. So I'll make sure that Donna and Peter are adequately trained to help you guys. And I'm available for you too. I am spread thin right now, but for right now I am available. Feel free to message me or call me as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
so
I do want to
really
see this.
Appreciate your help.
Since it's recorded, the sign up process is you share your link. That person clicks on your link. They scroll down to the Business Builder subscription. They click subscription. They fill out their personal information, so their address, their phone number, their email, and then their shipping address, and then their payment. And then at the very end, there is a box that says, I agree to be a Govi promoter. That must be checked, or they will come on as a customer.
Oh. Okay, so customer
that box is checked. And then
you will click
finish, and then you will be led to create your own website. So
all that's going to do
is ask you for your username. So you put your username in, and then you join the group, and then you will be immediately emailed from Govi your new link to share with your new people.
Okay, so one last time. So why would – no, we have so many people that are on the call. We'll have more people as we begin to share this, and everybody's going to share this with their people, and they're going to come on our calls, et cetera. But so, a lot of people don't want to share – they don't want to they don't want to do network marketing. They don't want to have to do any sales calls, et cetera. So we're talking about people that are just going to be customers. So they should still come in and subscribe as a customer and still be able to get the discount, right? So what do they pick when it comes up on the main page? Is there one that just says customers only or customers? Sure.
Okay, so they will click on your personalized link, and there will be three options. There will be subscribing at the $25 level, which is 5 tablets. So that's for someone that doesn't drive very much. That's an adequate amount for 1 month for one person in a consumer vehicle. Then the second option is coming in at the $50 subscription, which is 3 packs of 5, so that's 15 tablets. That's enough for your average size family, so 2 to 3 drivers.
Okay.
And then most people come in at the $99 subscription, especially if they're driving across large tanks. And then in the next couple of weeks, we will have a $500 subscription pack for people that are going to sell this retail out of their store, or someone that is a trucker that does do a large amount of driving. But that hasn't happened yet. It should be there in 2 weeks. So the value, yes, the value of being a customer is that they're on subscription and they do save $10 on the $55 pack, $15 on the $50 pack, and $30 on the $99 pack. So your tablet is $2.85 at the $99 pack versus $5 at the $25 pack.
Okay.
All right, so that last thing is that if you get the $99 pack, I mean, you're still as a customer. So where do you get into the business level? Do you have to scroll down some more to get into the business?
To get into the business, all you have to do is at the very end, after you put in your payment, you check the box that says, I want to be a Gobi promoter.
So you can start.
And Jennifer, I've got a question about, isn't it $30 one-time payment to be a member promoter?
No, it's $20 that is charged to you 1 year later. So it's $20 a year to promote Gobi.
And where do you click? Where do you click that part? Do they automatically, when you say you want to be a promoter, they just add the $20?
Yes, it does say you will be charged annually $20, and then it gives a date 1 year from the date that you sign up.
Okay, good. So you just make your order, whichever status you want to come in at, and then click that you want to be a promoter, they'll add the $20. Okay, thanks for clarifying that.
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome. And as an online, make very, very sure that you are telling your people if they want to promote that they need to click that box. And if for some reason they don't, all they have to do is sign into their back office and click, I want to be a promoter. So they make it easy if there is a mistake, if it is left out, that you can go back in. So if you start as a customer and you decide, I love this product, I want to share it, you can sign in. Mm-hmm. And you can click, I want to be a promoter. Because even customers are going to get a back office link so that they can cancel or increase or change their subscription at any time.
Wonderful. So they will have their own website also, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
They'll have their own sign-in. They'll be able to sign in to their own back office, correct?
Oh, like very nice. Oh, that'll be... Okay, and they'll also have information there so they can continue to review, you know, what the product does, right?
Yes, similar we have a beautiful document in the resources portion of the back office. So if you sign into the resources part, there's a 26-page technical document on how Gobi works, and then our rewards program is also in the back office.
Okay. Oh, very nice. Oh, that's great. So where does the retail come into play? So I can't just go in, let's just say, I want to just try it. I want to just go ahead and pay the retail price. You don't. You just have to come in, like, as a customer, right? Unless it's sold to you at retail price.
That just try it one time. They're not ready to subscribe. They come in, they sign in, they go in on your link, and they make a purchase at retail.
Oh, okay.
And then the product is sent to them.
Okay, so you've got the three options which comes up, or four, one, two, three options for them to sign in as a customer. Where does it say retail? At the top or at one of the boxes to just try it?
So to scroll down, you'll see three options. You'll see the $25, which is the one packet. You'll see the three packets at $50 and then the seven packets at $99. Next to that will show a retail box. So you'll see a subscription box and a retail box. So if they're going to buy retail, they click retail.
And it will say retail. Thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Very good. All right. So finally, I guess my last question is, if, let's just say, you know, if this sounds like such a, an amazing product, everybody wants to share it, you know, for the person who's, you know, for the guys that are fixing your cars, you know, or where you went and bought your car, you know, it's time to just kind of share it with them. And you just got, it's just a piece of cake. So Donna and Peter, if I've got this now and I'm so excited about it and I want to share it with my neighbors or whatever, what would be the first thing that one would say to them? You know, this is just like a pitch, a short pitch, so that
right.
they can get excited as well.
What I've been saying is that I reach out to my friends and contacts and I say, hey, how are you doing? Hope all is well. Something amazing just came my way. It's an incredible new, I've been saying it's an incredible new environmental product. And I would love to share some information with you. Please get back to me. Or sometimes I'm just saying, hey, this just came across my desk. I just joined up with this company. I'm super excited about it. Check this out. And I send them the link. Once you get your account in the back office, they have a link. It says, my websites, and you could subscribe. They already give you some nice videos, short videos you can share with your people, your prospects, but they also have a viral video subscription. So they're constantly making – they're working with a really high-level team that's making their promotional videos for them, and they're taking a lot of different angles and approaches to marketing, which I really like. It's very clever. But you have these great – videos in your back office that you can just copy the link and send it out to your people. It's a short 2-minute video and it's a great overview and it's very powerful. It's very impactful when you see the videos. The one I am using primarily is the one that's called The Product Whose Time Has Come. I really like this one. So you have access in your back office. You just send the link out and when they open it, the video's there, and then you just have the three packages right there, the three options for them to join. It's very simple,
nice.
Very streamlined, but simple. Yeah.
Perfect.
So,
okay.
Jake, right now I'm living at a hotel, and I literally will just walk down into the lobby, and if there's somebody sitting there, I have my business cards on me, and I'll literally ask, you know, if there was a way for you to save 20% in your fuel economy, would you be interested in hearing about this product? And literally 99.9% of the people say yes. because, yeah, it not only does it help the environment, but it really does save money. I'm saving about $300 a month on my fuel bill.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it's the only product I know of in network marketing where it's something that literally everybody could benefit from. We're not selling. I know that, you know, fuel is a necessity. It's not a luxury for most of us. We have to get around. And so it's also the only product that is costing you money not to use.
Yes. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, and also okay. Jennifer has taken out a pill, put it in a plastic bag, attach it to her business card. And, I would just hand those out. Some people say, well, you got to charge. I would just hand them out to, I mean, somebody that's interested, you know.
Yeah.
And because it helps so much in the first tank, generally, one will make a difference in the first tank. So then they'll call you back and they want to be a customer. And I can just see that customers, when they get their results, they're going to be sharing it like, well, I'm getting this much per gallon now. I mean, it's just going to spread like crazy this and that way. And think
right.
of lawnmowers. Think of lawnmowers in the middle. Yeah?
Go ahead. I was just going to say,
most people
get their friends with the first tablet, but it does take, you know, 3 to 4 tablets to maximize your results.
Mm-hmm.
And I did,
and
take one tablet out and staple it to my business card because people at the farmers market, they want to see what it looks like. They want to understand. It's hard to conceptualize sometimes. So when they see the tangible product on the card, it's much easier for them to understand. And then I have the packets there as well.
Okay, so when you have your pack, so do you put it after you put the gas in the car, or do you put it before you put the gas in, or can you put it like halfway when you've got, like, some people like to put in, you know, they like to top off their gasoline, you know, when it's like a quarter or a half, or even half a tank. Can you put it in at any time, or what's the best?
You can put it in at any time. I like to maximize my fuel economy and save the parts of my car that are involved in the fuel process, the utilization of fuel. So I fill up at the halfway mark. So I have a 20-gallon tank. I cut my tablets in half, and I fill up as soon as I'm at the halfway mark. I put the tablet in first, and then I put my 10 gallons in.
So you put in a half a tablet.
Right, because I'm filling up at my halfway point. I don't wait till my tank goes low.
If it's at empty, I don't want to say empty, but really close to empty, you would put the one tablet or two tablets? I forgot what you just said.
You would put one tablet for the 20 gallons.
Just one tablet for the 20 gallons. Gotcha.
Yeah, and like if you have, I have some customers that have a 16-gallon tank, you would just use the whole tablet.
Okay.
And you said it just, the tablet will just dissolve more quickly because it's churned up, like if you have a half a tank or even a quarter tank still in there, it would be able to churn up more quickly. And so that's why you don't wait till your tank bottoms out.
Well, you also, it's just much harder on your vehicle to wait. So in order to maximize your fuel economy, if you do fill up at the halfway point, it just helps to maximize your fuel economy, even if you weren't using the tablet. So I recommend to everybody filling up at the halfway point.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
Yeah. Oh, very good. That's not something I innately knew.
Okay, yeah, and I have a friend who's been using the organometallic technology for years in his car. Of course, it wasn't the fifth generation that we have right now, but he said that when he went to get, he sold his car at $150,000, and before that, his repair people were saying, well, you've got to put in new spark plugs, and he said, no, I don't. And they pulled them out, and they were like brand new. They didn't have – it's like he didn't need new spark plugs because he was using this technology.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's really good for your fuel injectors and, you know, probably other parts I don't even know about.
For goodness sake.
The decarbonization process really helps to protect your engine. It really does.
Oh, wow. That's really great.
And the truck drivers are talking about, people are talking about being able to go up hills more easily, which is major for these truck drivers, too, the better performance.
Sure. Okay. Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So,
increase in power performance comes from the increase in octane and cetane levels that this product gives. So it is wonderful.
Okay. And it is really safe if I have I have to put in the most premium for gas, and if I could just go and I can really utilize that 87 without hurting the car, or it's not going to lose its proficiency by doing that if I use a tablet. I mean, that is pretty, there's proof for that, right? Obviously, otherwise
yes.
You wouldn't have mentioned that. Okay. All right. Very good.
Absolutely.
All right.
And that's why our government utilizes this technology. They really save a lot of money.
Nice. Okay. Wow.
It
you
can actually use it in combination with 93 octane gas, and that's going to increase your power performance even more. So
depending
on what you're trying to accomplish, if saving money isn't what you're trying to accomplish, but increasing your power performance, what you're trying to accomplish, then you put the tablet into the 93 octane.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, this has been an amazing call with the three of you. Jennifer, you've been really tremendously helpful with all that information. And, of course, we love Donna and Peter for bringing this to us one more time as we do our part now to help save the world and help people to make some money. And this is a piece of cake to go to your next-door neighbors. Down the road, it doesn't really make – everybody wants to be able to save some money. And then the byproduct is that you're going to help to save our environment. So health and wellness in all the different ways, plus helping our world, helping each other with this particular product. To share, doing our part to be able to help our world, the environment as well. I mean, to the environment. So thank you. Last words, Peter and Donna.
Add one more thing here. Can I add one piece
sure.
to that?
Oh, absolutely.
I just wanted to say that if you know any, I mean, I didn't know anything. So one of the benefits that I have seen is by joining this company at the early stages that we're in, the financial and the abundance benefits are significant by coming in this early. You all are getting in within the first month. And so,
wow.
You know, I really see this as fuel continues to go up and as inflation continues to be a problem. I really see this product being needed for years.
Yes. Beautiful. Beautifully, yeah, beautifully said.
Yeah.
And I think Jennifer also said they are creating some other products. I think, you know, are they automotive related also, Jennifer?
Yes, they are in the process of creating products this is an inflation-proof product. So, you know, once the gas prices go down, which we don't personally think are going to happen anytime soon, then this might not be as desirable of a product. So we are going to create other products that maximize your vehicle. I just don't know what those are yet, but we are in the process of doing that as well.
Oh, excellent.
So my friend, yes, good. And my friend that uses the Organo technology said that also you don't have to change your oil as often, which is really nice.
That's correct.
Oh, thank you for that.
Yes, and see, I'm from the Midwest. I go back there a lot to see my family and out to the East Coast. And, you know, they all have lawns out there, and these people are out there every week mowing their lawns, and they're breathing the fumes in their lawnmowers. So,
yeah.
So they can crumble, you know, they can cut it in four, and then Jennifer suggested slicing, you know, that quarter into an eighth or whatever, just crumble a little bit, put that in there. And I'm thinking of weed eaters because everywhere I go out east, I'll be at hotels or wherever, and there are people out there with their weed eating machines. It's, you know, noisy and all the fumes are coming up. So I just want to get this weed out everywhere. And I mean, think how toxic all those people are mowing their lawns every week. And it's just, that's why my heart is really behind this.
Sure. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yes. Thank you so much for that. Oh, we love you guys.
we love you too.
We really, really are so appreciative of this. Hey, gang, everybody, you know you've got to get this out to people. Really, I mean, this is the time. If you want to be able to make a difference, this is one of the very, very best ways in order to be able to make a difference to help to change our world for the better. So please, I know you don't have the emails yet as far as how, where and how. I will be doing that after we speak here. I got to get myself in as well. So everybody get yourselves ready and be ready to go ahead and sign up. If you have any questions at the get-go regarding getting in and out and whatever, I'll try to do my best, and Billy will too. But if we have any questions, Donna and Peter, you're available, right, over the next few days. Maybe we can have a separate call with just the two of you about Gobi and kind of go over some of the a lot of these details in the next, like, couple, two, 3 days, if that's okay with you too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and keep in mind also the intense training call that Jennifer will do on Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific,
and that'll be Pacific 5. And then we'll get you that data too. And then, like you say, we can do another call before then if you need it with our group.
Sure.
However we can help out. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm really suggesting to everybody, could I just say one thing? I'm really suggesting to the uplines, because we are growing rapidly as this product is so needed, that they also once a week have a Zoom call for their people. So I'll be starting the process, and I will have my upline with me. And then I think it would really benefit and keep your businesses growing quickly to have that training available. So, yes, attend mine in the beginning, and then each upline, just one time a week, have a 1 to 2 hour Zoom call and grow your business.
Nice.
And that's the best way to do it. And then add everybody to the four Facebook so that they have access to all the graphics and all the information, and that's the best way to take off running.
Okay. Okay. Jennifer, you said you and your upline will be creating like a pay plan video, for example, things that whatever we can have in video form too, then people can just, if they're not available for a call time, for example, you know, just videos that'll train people you'll be creating very soon, I guess, right?
Yeah. The comp plan video in the back office done by Burke.
Beautiful.
Bless his heart. He has the most generous heart in the world, but he is not very good at explaining things. So we're trying to get a better comp plan explanation back there. So I'm going to do a video for that and also a video on how to maximize your buying history. And, we're going to have some short videos for you guys to share in the next week.
Thank you.
Right now, there is an opportunity call done by my upline, Adam Ringham, and that is, it's a 44-minute opportunity call. It goes over the product, and your upline should have, they can share that with you right now.
Oh, okay.
And where is,
I'm
sorry. Did you say it was a Zoom call or a video? I'm sorry.
It was a recorded Zoom call, so I do have the link that I can share. I'll share it again with both computer, and you guys
can
send that
to
all your people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
That would
check.
Be really
not everybody's
great.
On Facebook. Or you can send it on Facebook and text, because not a lot of people aren't on Facebook yet. So.
Yeah. Right.
Okay,
that would be really helpful.
Yeah,
it's in our Facebook group, but I have the link that we can access it outside of Facebook through Dropbox.
Beautiful. Okay. Yeah, well, through Dropbox, is that going to be the only way they can get in to, or I could just go ahead and send that link to anyone if you got an email?
You can send the link out to anybody, and they can click the link and listen to the Maybe.
Okay, good. Oh, that would be great. Oh, fantastic. All right, everybody. So you can just kind of relax. You'll hear it again. We'll have a call with Peter and Donna over the next two days or 3 days or so. And we'll get more clarification for all those that have any questions, et cetera. So, you know, Billy and I are very, very brand new also. So let's kind of work on that gradually. Everybody will get into place. Don't worry. If you have to wait a day or two for me or whatever or Billy to get back to you, not to worry. We're going to have another call with Peter and Donna, who are the experts.
Thank you guys for having me on the call today. I am not in sales and I'm not in network, but when I share this product with people, I feel so much heart expansion, and I don't feel any pressure or tension in my plexus. I feel expansion, and I feel gratitude for the community.
Okay.
It's just a blessing.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me on the call.
Thank you, Jennifer, very much.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. Peter and Donna will be talking shortly today. So we'll talk real soon. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. We have only 15 minutes left. I think I will have to have another call with Zora. But Billy, and we've been having problems with our phones anyways. So we're going to call it a day for now. Our next call will be coming up soon again with Peter and Donna. You guys are real, I mean, you know, I mean, anything that you say, you know, we're usually on top of all the new things because of the two of you. Thank you so much for all that you do for the world, for all of us that are that love you and love the things that you brought to us, you know, from iHercules or My Prime, whatever. All of that, all those things are still excellent. I still love, you know, a couple of those products. So anyways, lots of people are still on them, especially the iHercules. So with that being said, we're going to call it a day, everybody. I'm going to be emailing in our newsletter our website so you can get in and begin the process of kind of reviewing it. If they want to take a look at what Govi does, they can just go. Don't sign up or anything. Just go to govi.com to get information. And hopefully they don't get solicited into joining at that point, right? Peter?
Right. They can go ahead and get a general idea that way, and then they can just wait for your link to sign up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you. Yes, thank you, Donna. Thank you, Peter.
Very good.
All right, everybody.
Thank you.
We are going to call it a day, and we love you all, and we'll talk real, real soon. That's our call for today. All right. Thank you again, you two. I'm going to go ahead and let you two go. And thank you. All right. And there we go there we are. Let me see. Peter, are you still here? I'm going to go ahead and let you go also.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Thank you so much, Peter. Talk to you soon. All right. All right. I'm sorry that we haven't had a chance to do a Zora call with everyone, but I've got like about 10, 12 minutes right now, or let's just say 5 minutes. We will definitely have a regular only Zora call coming up this week. So we'll do that. So I see a hand up right now, and Billy and Zora, because of the difficulty with the phone, they're not here to answer any of your calls. But if you have a question for me, I'd be happy to answer your question. 8126, do you have a question for me?
Yes. How do you spell Govi?
Oh, thank you so much. It's G like George, O like Oscar, V like victory, Z like victory, ilikeindiana.com.
Thank you.
Okay. So everybody, you know how to get in there. And I will be sending out the newsletter here. Give me probably, you know, a chance to have a little bit of a lunch or whatever. And, you know, give me about 2 to 3 hours, and we're good to go on the newsletters. All right. Love you all. We love you all. We appreciate each and every one of you. You know that. It's enormous. In terms of what we need to be able to do going forward, this is one of the key things you can do now, so that we can all do now together. So let's go ahead and get that started. Okay, love you all. Have a wondrous, glorious, and loving day, and thank you for being here for all the world. Okay, bye-bye. Hold on, we got to end the call, guys. Usually something comes up here so I can go ahead. There we go. All right. Have a beautiful day, everyone. And thank you.